On Mishnah 8, Ein Asur Mishum Kilaim Ela Tfui V'Arug. It's the prohibition of Kilaim only applies when it's talking about mixtures which are woven, the actual threads are spun and woven. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Lo Tilbash Shatnas, that you're not allowed to wear Shatnas. And the word Shatnas, Davar Shushui Tavoy V'Nuz, is a conjugation of three words, and those are shur, which means smoothed out and combed, that the raw material, the wool, was smoothed out and combed. Then it was spun into threads, that's tavoy, and then nuz, that these threads were twisted together. So it's only talking about if the actual thing was smooth and woven, only that's when the prohibition of shatnas applies. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Naluz umaylis hu es aviv shebashamayim alav. Says Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, naluz, that word comes from a different word meaning estranged. The root of it meaning estranged. And what does that mean? That when you have different species, the mingling of those different species is considered an aberration. And it's something strange. And when a person gets involved in these strange things, these kilayim, umaylis, it means that he estranges himself from his Father in heaven. So if a person wears shatnas or breeds these animals or whatever, so the word is coming to teach us that he's estranging himself from Hashem, from his Father in heaven.